Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Oral History by Lee Smith. Narrated in order of appearance by Christine McMurdo Wallace, Sally Darling, Ruth Ann Fimister, Jeff Woodman, Tom Steckschulte, and C.J. Critt. This work is copyrighted 1983 by Lee Smith. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. There's an old, old house in Hoot Owl Holler, way up the mountainside. No one's lived there for years, even though it once housed several generations. Folks won't even pass by once the sun's gone down, for everyone knows what happened there. And now, oral history.
Little Luther Wade just sits out there in the porch swing, swaying back and forth with his new suspenders on, a little bitty old shriveled-up man, so short that his feet in the cowboy boots can't even touch the floor. He's got one leg shorter than the other, anyhow. And he's the oldest thing you ever saw. Every now and then he strums a little bit on his dulcimer. Every now and then, when he slows down, he sticks one foot out, jerks himself forward, and pushes off from a flower pot, which sets him to swaying again. He's wearing his western shirt with the flowers on it, too. He knows how cute he is.
"It's time she was getting back now," he says, looking up at Hoot Owl Mountain. "What time is it, anyway?" he asks a while after that. But nobody will pay him any mind. Old Ora May sits in her chair, making a brown and yellow afghan in the star pattern, her fingers busy, 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 without her even looking down at her hands. She's looking off to the side yard, where two of her grandsons, Al's children, have tied string on some June bugs they are swinging around and around through the hot evening air. Ora May gives a long sigh. She sits as big and shapeless as a rock in her green easy chair, pushed up against the house wall. This is Ora May's all-time favorite chair. They moved it out of her house for her and brought it down to put on the porch when she and little Luther moved in here with Al and his family because their own house up in Hoot Owl Holler was haunted. But it is not a porch chair. Never was. Al's wife Deborah will not have it in the house, though, because it doesn't go with her and Al's living room suite, which is Mediterranean.
"I went down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my sweetheart there, all stretched out on a long white table. So cold, so sweet, so fair."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?